Kiryas Rosh Hashanah, shalom to all. We welcome everyone to the first day of Shir. From near, from far, from this country, from other countries. Okay. today we're going to begin. Rabbi Tugman will be giving you out the pack, you know, always the next packets for the next Shir. So, you know, there are two approaches. You can either drink Seder Chazer the previous year, or you can prepare for the future, whatever way works for you. You know, I strongly recommend that that you do Chazara on a regular basis, because then it just piles up, and you want to take the Bechinas on time, because you don't want to be, you know, like when there's a Chag HaSmicha in a couple of years, people will say, oh, I owe you this Bechina and I owe you that Bechina. You know, so if you do everything on time, it's good for yourself, it's good for your learning, it's good for your own structure as a person. Many we always begin with the niggun, so we'll do that in a second. And but before that, we also always recognize simchas in the shir. So today we are fortunate to announce the engagement of our good friend Shalom Zarnest. Simenta umazota yehelanu lecha o Yisrael. Simenta umazota yehelanu lecha o Yisrael. Simenta
Sarah Secham Vidal. Aveinu Liyavu 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 Shemecha Lishma Lilmod Lamed Lishma Vilasos Ulikayim is called Divrei Salmu Torasecha Biyava Lishmoa Lilmod Ulilameit Lishmor Vilasos Ulikayim is called Divrei
So we begin Hilchos Tarovis, Simen Kuf Tes. That's how we begin. That's the basic Yedias of Tarovis. We know there was a pasuk in Chumash in Parshas Mishpatim, Losia Acharei Rabim Leraos. So the proshit shot is that you, as Rashi says in Chumash, lo si acharei rabim l'raos. Yer isar ishoim, says Rashi on the second page. Matin mishpat. In other words, if you see that there are a lot of people that are perverting justice, lo somer hol v'rabim heim hinani nota achareim. Don't say they're Rishayim. So don't say just because they have the popular vote, but they're Rishayim, and you shouldn't say that we should follow them. So lo sana el riv lintos acharei rabim lahatos. Don't follow the rabim. So the simple pshat is the Torah is telling us not to follow the Rabbim. However, the Gemara in Chulin on Tzadi Ches Amud Beis, on the third page here, tells us the din, Demidaraisa Beruba Botil, that we follow Rov. There's a concept of Bittul Barov, and we'll discuss what that means. And Rashi says, we learned it out, Nechsev Acharei Rabim Lahatos, which is interesting, because the simple pshat in the context of the pasuk, like Rabbi Tuckman pointed out, is don't follow. In other words, the pasuk is telling you, Lo san al-riv l'tos acharei rabim lahatos. Right? Don't go bust the rabim. So either you can learn it, like Rabbi Tuckman was saying, that it's the inference is when it's Rishayim, Lo San El Riv Latos Achari Rabim Lhatos. But if not, then we do follow the Rov. Or you can say that Chazal just severed off this part of the Pasach Achari Rabim Lhatos. But it's the same idea in the end, whichever way you like to say it, that Achari Rabim Lhatos, that there's a concept of Bittul Barov. Now, what does Bittul Barov mean? What is the concept of Bittul? Tarovus, we're learning Hilchos Tarovus. So Rav Shachter always likes to formulate it by saying that there's a Rov Heter, there's a Miyat Isser, and the Isser's Eino Nikar. That's it, we can go home now. That's the whole Yisod. Like Rav Shachter always says over, Rov Heter, Miyat Isser, and the Issus Eino Nikar. I'll give you an example. I have three pieces of meat on the table. Three hamburgers. So I always used to say, you know, a little history here of Washington Heights. There used to be a store here. It's probably where the, right next to Chop Chop, the next store after Chop Chop. So growing up here in the Heights years ago, there was a store called McDovitz. It was under Good Hashkach, it was McDovitz it was like a fast food, you know, hamburgers and fries and, you know, one of these things. So a guy buys two hamburgers from McDovitz, and that's all they have left is two hamburgers. But he's hungry. He needs three hamburgers. So he goes to the McDonald's, and he gets his third hamburger, right? Then he takes off all the wrappers, so you can't know which is from where. Obviously, you're not allowed to do this, whatever I'm telling you now, but because it's a concept of Eim Avatla Nisr L'Chatchila, but and there's a question whether that's a Daraisa or the Rabbanah, but let's say, so you have the two hamburgers from McDovitz, the one hamburger from McDonald's, you put it on the table, and presumably they look the same, and now you have three hamburgers. The rove is heter, the miyat is iser, one treif, two kosher, and you can't tell the difference in a situation where you can't tell the difference. If you could tell the difference, then it's not a tarovis, you can just tell the difference. And now, one could go ahead, as far as the Torah is concerned, and eat all three. It's a good chop. You need to eat three. Now, so say we don't do this. First of all, the whole concept of bittul is only if it happens. You can't orchestrate bittul. That's called ein mevatlin isir lachatchila. But that's a question. Maybe that din itself is only a din derabbanan. Or maybe it's a deraisa in certain cases, in drama in certain cases. But let's say it just happened that way. Say you just bought two kosher hamburgers and for yourself and one for the dog, whatever, and they got mixed up. So it's not like you purposely orchestrated it this way. So now you have three hamburgers. And the halacha states, "Acharei rabim lahatos pasuk and mishpatim." Now you could eat all three. You could eat all three hamburgers even though you're vada eating treif. It's mamash an unbelievable thing. I'm vada eating a treif hamburger, but the Torah says that's permissible. That's permissible. I'm vada eating treif. Yeah.
Why is it different than like all those times like the Mishnayos and Truma? And
yeah, what do the Mishnayos and Truma say?
For example, you have two things. One's a sake, one thing's Truma, one thing's cool, and they fall in. So it doesn't make Duma, one of them. Then if the other one falls into something else, it also doesn't do it. But if it's together, if you ate it together, let's say you ate it together, you'd be Mishal and Karen before. In other words, you can only maybe why wouldn't here you be able to eat like two of the three, but the third one, and your mother shop, then you're
okay.
Eating.
So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Right. But the strict halacha is you can eat all three. All three. One person can eat all three. Wow. It's unbelievable. Your mom is eating treif, and someone asks, well, what's the heta? You tell them it's a pasuk in chumash. You just have to learn chumash.
Din lechatchila, or if you could afford another
thing, you should. Oh. So Dr. Borenstein is asking, is this a din lechatchila? So you'll see, some poskim say that it's apikorsis not to eat all three. What, you're firmer than the Torah? You're firmer than the Torah? Acharei rabim lahatos? Right? You don't believe it, that means the person doesn't believe in the Torah. The Torah says it didn't. There's a din bittul. See, Rav Shechter once told me in like the OU, so they don't give hashkacha on bittul. Why? They're firmer than the chumash. The OU's firmer than the chumash. So he said to me, Rav Shachter, once that the idea being that because when people see an OU, they think that, you know, it's, you know, 100%. There's no, so you're like tricking the people. So, but even though that's why there's certain things that could really don't have hashgacha, but really, you know, you have to ask a shayla. Really, could be mutter al pidin, because the OU is not only, it's not working only with halacha, but they have policy. See, that's why, just because it doesn't have a hechsher, doesn't necessarily mean that it's not kosher. In other words, sometimes yes, sometimes no. You understand? In other words, we're trained in the world today of hechsherim. We were born in the world of, and that's how we all grew up. We're post hechsher society, but it wasn't always like that. The world didn't always work like that, and people used to follow ingredients and things like that. You know, based on bittul and things like that. But that's just a policy of not. Yeah, Ike, you want to say something?
There's some question that says you can buy something that had used bittul and it didn't. You have to buy one that didn't use bittul because of in
Okay, so we have to learn. That's why we're going to be here this whole year, Bez Hashem, to learn to see if your Chuvas Radvaz is Lahalacha or not. Okay, so this is a fascinating halacha. That's called Bittul Barov. You have a Taruvus. So now we'll see in Hilchas Taruvus, there are two types of Taruvus. There's Yovish V'Yovish and Lach B'Lach. So Yovish V'Yovish means you have things that are like three distinct pieces of meat or whatever, and they're not mixed together. You have one piece of meat here, one piece of meat here, one piece of meat here. It's not a physical mixture. The mixture, what makes it a tarovis in the case I just gave with the two pieces of meat from McDovid's and the one from McDonald's, is because they're all part of the doubt. I'm not sure which is which. So the doubt puts it together, even though it's not physically mixed together. The mixture is in your mind, not in the right, psychologist. It's a tormada credit here. The mixture is in your mind. You're mixed up in your mind, which you don't know which is which. In other words, but they're disjoint pieces. One, two, three. They're just disjoint pieces of meat. That's called Yavish B'Yavish. But there's a concept of Lach B'Lach. Lach B'Lach means that things are actually physically what? Mixed. So you have treif milk and kosher milk, and they're mixed together. They're physically mixed together. That's Lach B'Lach. That also has a din of bittul. We'll have to learn the kolam of what's the shiurim, etc. But that's also Lach B'Lach. But then there's Yavish V'Yavish. That's what that's what Kuf Tes speaks about. That's Achrei Ra and Midaraisa. All you need is Rov by Yavish B'Yavish, and even Midrabanan, all you need is Rov. By Lach B'Lach, as long as you have Rov Midaraisa, but Midrabanan, they required that there be Shishim to be Levato. We'll take it slow to get all the principles and all the klolim and all the things like this. But there's no concept of a derabanan by min b'mino, yovish b'yovish. Okay? So all you need is two kosher pieces of meat and one treif piece of meat, and you're good to go. And you're good to go. And this, you'll see, happens, you know, the case that I gave you with the McDonald's and McDonald's, so a little bit far-fetched, you know, that it's gonna, because usually you'll have a wrapper and usually you'll see the difference. So I'll give you a case that comes up more, you know, you know, that's not as far-fetched, which we'll have a whole shiur on, and blah, blah, blah. One second. In any good Jewish home, every once in a while, in the middle of dinner, you're eating chicken with your wife or something like that, and then you just look and say, these are the milchik knife we just used to cut the... Okay, it happens. It happens every good Jewish home. It happens, make mistakes. So you put it aside. We'll kasha the knife. Good. So you put it aside, right? Then, you know how people are. You know, you get kasha, you get it. You know, it's like people taking machinas. When you get a chance, we'll take the machinas. So, if you get a chance, we'll kasha the knife. So in the meantime, what happens? The well-meaning cleaning lady sees the knife. She has no clue, and she means well. So she takes it, cleans it, and puts it back in the drawer with the other knife. So the simple halacha, we'll see the different discussions about Bizman Hazeh, we'll talk about, but the simple halacha is that she put it back, this one knife that's problematic, and now she put it with the others, but there are more than two knives connected this knife. So that's Yavish be Yavish, Chad betray Batel. That's a more, again, we're not here to... We're just starting. We're not here to make the conclusions yet. But okay, that's just a more practical example. That's Yavish be Yavish, Chad betray is bottom. Okay. Now, there is another Gemara. In Chulin Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Menoha milsed amar rabbanan zil basaruva menolon dechsiv acharei rabim lahatos. Ruba de isa kamangon tes chanuyos. The Sanhedrin. Ah, Sanhedrin. We're learning Sanhedrin this year. So tes chanuyos. What's tes chanuyos? So the case of tes chanuyos is the following. You have a community that has 10 butcher stores. Say, nine are kosher, and one is not kosher. Okay? Good? Then, one day, you find a piece of meat in the street. Piece of meat in the street. So most of us, we see a piece of meat in the street, I don't know how much eager we would to eat a piece of meat in the street. But in those days, they weren't so... hygiene wasn't the same standards of today. So it was more Hamish. You had a piece of meat in the street. So you want to know, can I eat this piece of meat in the street? I don't know, is it kosher or not? So the halacha says that what? That you can eat it. Because the rove of the stores... are kosher stores, so you have a right to assume that it came from the 9 kosher stores and not from the treif store. That's the concept of rov also, but it's different than the other concept. The other concept is ataruvus, right? Either things are physically mixed or at least mixed in your brain. Here, nothing is mixed. It's one piece of meat. In the street. One piece of meat in the street. And you don't unidentified piece of meat in the street. Go ahead and eat it. Because it's that's zeal basaruba. That's also based on the same pasuk of Acharei Rabim Lahatos. Or, I'll give you more Leibedika, literally Leibedika example. One day, you open the door, and lo and behold, there's a baby in the street, an abandoned baby in the street. So, you don't know where it comes from, so you want to raise it. You know, so is it a Jew? Does it need gerus? Is it not a Jew? Do you have a right to assume? So if the rove of the community is Jewish, we assume that it's a Jew. If rove is goyim, we assume it's a goyim. That's also of the din of Zelin and Basaruba. Again, there's no taruvas here. It's one piece of meat, or one baby, or one is. Oh. But all learned from this same pasuk. So if you want to take a look for a second in the Shari Yosha, page 10. The Shara Yosher is a sefer of Shimon Shkop. Shimon Shkop was from the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas, right, in Europe. And he also was here, in this yeshiva, for like a year or so. You know, those days, the Rosh Yeshivas from Europe would come to raise money, and they, you know, so Rav Shimon Shkop was here, and he was from all the Gedolei Rosh Yeshivas with Talmidim, Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, and our own Rav David Lifshitz, all Talmidim of Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher. It's interesting, the Shari Yosher, Rav Shachter likes to point out, was written. So it's the Torah of Rav Shimon Shkop, but it was written by Rav Shechter's father-in-law, Rav Aaron Yeshaya Shapiro, who his grandson Rav Yeshaya Shechter was named after. Who was a Rosh Yeshiva? He was a Magid Shir in Torah Vedas, and he supposedly wrote the Sefer up. It was his Rebbe's Kiddushim, and he wrote them up. Rav Leza Apter told me that he heard that Rav Baruch Be'er also asked him, Rav Baruch Be'er is very hard to understand. So Rav Baruch Be'er asked him if he would write up his Torahs also, but he said he supposedly turned them down. He was too busy with his own learning. He did it for Rav Shimon, but it wasn't. Then Rav Baruch Be'er is written in a different style, so harder. Okay. So the Shari Yosher is a classic sefer. Anyone in the Lomdashur Oilam, even though today, you know, we're in the brisk era. So if you're not brisk, it's like you're choshed, like that, you know, you're not a big Lomdan. But other, like Rabbi Teichler said, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, the whole Torah is not brisk. You know, there's other things also. So Rav Shimon Shkop in the Shari Yosher discusses, is there a halachic difference between bittul barov and azlin and basaruba? In other words, we know descriptively it's a different case. One is a tarovis, either a physical mixture or a mixture in, you know, in your head, and one is not a tarovis. It's azlin and basaruba. So Rav Shimon Shkop on page 10 says, "Lachay nearly borrowed the emesu on the left side. Lefi pashtus advarim da din dazlina basaruva v'din bittul barov heim shnei dinim nifradim." In other words, that when he says shnei dinim nifradim, he doesn't mean to say they're descriptively different. You don't need Rav Shimon Shkop to tell you that they're descriptively different. He's telling you al pi halacha, there's going to be a difference. Because the pashtus is, both dinim, you follow the rof. So it's a, both a concept of the following of the rof, each in its respective case. The hevdal b'neim hu, in shekasavnu du bitul, mishapech isil heter. Uvidin called the parish meruba parish, hu heter hanhoga, v'lo heter mitzias. So he says like this. That, you see, if I have the case of the McDonald's, one McDonald's, two McDonald's, right? And I eat all three. So gesunde hey, eat all three, bete avon, eat all three. Even though you know for sure you're eating treif, right? You know for sure you're eating treif. Mamish, you're eating treif. B'tei avon. Go for it. But here, the case of the piece of meat in the street. So, you don't know for sure you're eating treif. I can't. The halacha is telling you that since you're not sure, so you have a right to eat this piece of meat. But you don't have to be machmir and say, oh, I don't know, and I'll throw it away. You know, you have a right to eat this. The halacha says the Torah licenses you. The Torah gives you a green light. Go ahead, yes. Go ahead and eat the meat. Gevalt. But say one day, after you eat the meat, you find out that taka, even though this it's 9-1 kosher, butcher's 9, treif butcher's 1, you find out that somebody was made that they left that bag there, and it was really treif, and they bought it for their animal, and it was really treif. So at the end of the day, it turned out that you were wrong, meaning you did the right thing, but in the end, it turned out that it was not kosher. It did come from the treif. So Rav Shimshkov claims that you need kapara. You need tshuva. Because the metzias is that you were allowed to do it, but in other words, you have a chazaka, you have a nihu, you have a rove to follow, you're allowed to. But if we find out that it was wrong in the end, so it was wrong. You see, so you say like this, by bittul barove, for sure you ate treif. And yet it's okay. Because the heter is, this is nishapek, we have heter. But here it's not nishapek. It's a din that this is the hanhoga. This is the hanhoga that you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat. You're allowed to assume. But if the end you found out, so then you should klap al chet. When you have in mind in Yom Kippur al chet shechatanu funecha the machol mishta ba macholas asuras or whatever, so maybe klap a little harder. You know, because you have to do tshuva. You have to do tshuva because you did an aveira b'shogeg. You did an aveira b'shogeg. You didn't have erev b'shogeg. In the case of the bittul barov, you know for sure that it's treif, and yet you could eat it. L'chachila. You don't have to clap al chet for that. That's fine. That's kosher l'mahadrit. Even though, like Rav Shefa said, maybe you won't give a hashkacha for that, but it's still kosher.
Even though it's the green light, why would anyone want to eat it if there's a chance that they're raw?
I'll tell you why. Because you could say that about anything. Why should I eat a piece of meat that you bought from the chashiva? Maybe it's treif. It came from the kosher store, but maybe it was treif. Nobody checks all the treifas of an animal. If we would check all the treifas of an animal, maybe we'd have one animal to give out every 2 months, you know, for somebody. Can we check the ones that are more shchiach, and the other ones we assume they're not there because they're not so shchiach, but they could be there. So let's stop eating, because, right? Well, why do I get involved in this whole enterprise of eating meat? Maybe it's treif. So you have a right to follow the rove. The rove animals are not treif. So you're saying, you know, why get involved in the thing? And so, but in the Dover Sof. So the Torah gives us the rules. We're allowed to follow these rules. It's legitimate. Sometimes it will turn out that you'll do tshuva. But the Torah said you got to live a normal life. So you can follow rov. That's part of so that's what Rav Shimon Shkab says. Al pidin, there's a chiluk between bittul berov and nazlina b'saru. But that's the word from Rav Shimon Shkab. What do you want to say?
If a person had two pieces of rosh gavish tray, and a kaddish tray,
well, the question is, what's called nicker? In other words, does nicker mean? I wrote a whole article for the Beis Yitzchak, not for your Beis Yitzchak. Right. So how do you be magdir nicker? Is nicker, you know, based on, you know, what the normal person, or the, you know, only the expert could mavar? Right. So if it's not nicker bichlal, so then in a chanami. And if it's not, no. Over there, if the taco wasn't nicker, and it wasn't nicker to anybody, this guy was just careless, and it was a very clear difference. And so in the Hanami, there was no taruf to start off. We're talking about a case where taco was not nicker. Not nicker. What's that about? Not nicker. And then it was identified which one it was, even though it looked exactly, you know, or the same. So apple pecan, you don't need a bar because it's bought. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? In your case, where the taco wasn't nicker, so then in Hanami, the whole bittul only applies when the Shrefta said rove heter mi disser and say no nicker. If taco it was nicker, so then the whole thing didn't get off the ground.
I say it was not because then people knowing the rule tell the difference. Jesus knew.
But he ate it already.
Did he actually require a kapara?
Why? He had a right. It was ain't a nicker. Yeah, but not after the fact. Not after the fact. Yeah, but he already ate it. So, in other words, he had a right to eat it, and it was bottled because Alpi dinner was bottled because it was Eino Nicker. So it was bottled. So this guy actually knows the Metzius. And he didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. And I ate it. So I don't need kapara. I don't need kapara.
Doesn't
the Tosfos
really say that?
One time, play a song.
How did Shai have to learn from the same pasuk to it and feed him from the rope? Meaning, I understand the pasuk.
Oh, okay, very good. So, to me, you know, it's all different types of rope. If you want an official answer, I'll give you an official answer. On page 8 is the famous Reb Chaim. And there's a famous Reb Chaim in the yeshivas, he's speaking about the Reb Chaim. This is the Reb Chaim. This, you know, there's two Reb Chaims. There's the stencil, and then there's the Sefer and the Rambam. This, right, the stencil is because it's a stencil. And Kisvei HaTalmidim, whatever. And Reb Chaim al Rambam is his own. So, on page 8, he tries to explain. He tries to explain. How do you learn these two halachas from the pasuk? He says because basically it all comes from the Beis Din. In other words, Acharei Rabbim Lahatos is a din in Beis Din that you follow Rov, like Rabbi Tuchman said. Ra'os, if they're Rishayim, then you don't follow. But if it's a regular kosher Beis Din, 20 dayonim say that he's chayiv misa, 3 say he's not. So if you follow. So he says that we learn out both the dinim from the Beis Din. Because first we have to learn what the halacha is. What's the halacha? And the vote will tell us what the halacha is. That's like Azlina Basaruba, to find out what the abstract halacha is. And then, after we find out the halacha, the pshat is that we view the psak has to come from all 23. So we view that the others are considered like they're, it's like a tarovis, their bottle. So he's saying that they're ke'ilu. So he's saying, you see both steps. One, first finding out the abstract halacha, like, that's like the azlina bazaruba. And then to find out, to say that ke'ilu, the psak is not coming from only the 20, it's coming from all 23. And that's like the Taruvas thing, Ruba Kulo, etc. Okay, that's his famous piece there. And then there's a whole discussion also about Ruba Kulo. You need, you know, there's a famous truth in the Chasam Sofer that Ruba Kulo is when Ruba Mitoch Kulo. That's the famous Chasam Sofer that Rov, you can have a Rov Revius for the Kos. But you can't eat a Rov Kezias, doesn't count, because you need, in other words, you can have 7 people to count who didn't daven for the minion, but you need 10 people there. It has to be Rubo Mitoch Kulo. That's a separate, well, also halacha that's learned here. You can't say, look, you have only 20 dayanim showed up. It's a Dina Nefashos case, you need 23 dayanim. But 20 showed up, and 19 already voted one way. So even if the others would be there, and max there'll be 4 the other way. So who cares? So why don't we? No, you need Rubo Mitoch Kulo. You have to have the whole Misgeret of the 23, and the Pesach's coming from the 23. That's Rubo Mitoch Kulo, and that's a famous Tshuva of the Chasam Sofer, and that's in this Reb Chaim as well. That's so by a Kos, you say you're drinking Rov of the Kos, but by a Kezias, I wrote a piece in the Beis Yitzchak once on this. The Kezias, if you only have a Rov Kezias, that's not called Mitoch Kulo, even though the whole Kezias is there, but you're not, it's not, each part that you eat is considered a separate entity. By a Kos, it's considered Mitoch the Kos. Okay, that's
Isn't that only like a localized din in Dina Nefashos? Because it's kind of fun with Dina Nefashos, you know, that like, they're like, you can't get miso based on a Rov, so like, that's why you need that. Who says that that's how it works like in all other cases?
No, I mean, that's, well, the Gemara is learning out Acharei Rabbim Lahatos. In other words, the Gemara that we saw in Chulin Yud Aleph quotes the Pasuk Acharei Rabbim Lahatos. So the Gemara says that. Okay, now there is a famous machloikus between the Rosh and the Rashba, right? And then the others, there are other trimmings to this, but if you don't know the Rosh and the Rashba, then you know, I can't say hello to you. The Rosh and the Rashba. Okay? And this is the Yisod, and then there's what to build. I mean, really, I didn't, it wasn't right of me to quote Rav Shimon Shkop before we do the Rosh and the Rashba, but just to keep things exciting. Well, Shimon Shkar before the Rosh and the Rashba. But you'll see, once you see the Rosh and the Rashba, then you'll have to plug it into the Rav Shimon's idea. The question is like this. This is the question. I told you, two for McDovitz, one for McDonald's. And the guy could eat all three. So, two questions. Can he eat all three at once? Or does he have to eat them separately? That's going to be the machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba. Whereas, could you eat all three at once? Could you make a triple burger? Triple burger. You take it all at once, and all three. Then, there's another machlokas, which is not part of the main machlokas here, and we've been assuming, according to the Rosh and the Rashba, it's pashut, that one person could eat all three. One person could eat all three. There are some shitas that say that no, you can't have one person eat all three. There are fringe opinions. We'll see about these fringe opinions. But the crux of Machlokes Rosh and the Rashba is that maybe we should say that even though you could eat the two McDonald's and one McDonald's, but maybe you should have to eat them zecher zeh. So therefore, each time you could say that it was the other time that it was the tray form, but not to eat it all at once. You want to say something?
Isn't there a focus? He calls it a chaser b'kilo zeh, kilo zeh, chaser b'kilo zeh. Right, and then Rebuta argues and says, "Bevach achas chayev zeh achar zeh chaser." Isn't that the same exact thing?
We'll see. Wait to see. So says the Rosh, page 5.
Aval yochal shloshtem ke'echad, page 5. Ka'okil kada bitarubas arishon, ravichad sveka, avachad betray bedobi yovish, tafiu midrabon and botel, lomishim sveka sharinale. There is the idea that it's mutter is not because each it's a suffix. Rafiu ochel echada chada. Because if you're going to say that you have to eat zeh hazeh and each time and you didn't suffik, you could eat it, but I care. It's suffik the rice and chumra. El mishum digzeres hakosu digsev acharei rabbi mahatos. Yelcha chad betrei batel. The nefach isil yos heter umuter loochlan afilu kulan ka'achas.
So that's the Rosh Hashita. The Rosh says you can eat all of them at once. Afilu kulon ka'achas. Why not? In other words, one person at one time eat it all. Because even though you're vada eating treif, but it became, the Torah declares it mutter. The Bar Plukta of the Rosh is the Rashba. Excuse me? Well, the Rashba is found in the Torah Habayis. This is page 12, is the, you should be introduced to the Torah Habayis. That's one of the most chashuv svarim. The Torah Habayis La Rashba. Let me show you how it's divided. In the middle is the Rashba. This is the Torah Habayis. He built a house, the Torah Habayis. Then the Ra'ah says, Berek Habayis. You better fix up your house. Because they're like this morning, I came into the Beis Medrash and Klein, it was dripping. I had to call the people here to make sure that it was dripping. I told them, you need better kabayas here. So I called them up this morning, 7:30 in the morning. I called the people in charge. These guys shouldn't come in and have water on their mokum. They said, you need a better kabayas. So that's the Ra'az Hasagas on the Rashba. And then Mishmeres Habayis is the Rashba defending himself. He defends the bias. He said we don't need a Berak Habayis. So it's very exciting. The whole 1 year, I was told, Rabbi Ashton told me that 1 year the Rav Soloveitchik, instead of doing the regular Yerodeya, he just did Yerodeya. He just gave shiur on the Rashba, the Berak Habayis and Mishmeres Habayis. That was what they did that year. I mean, a lot of Yerodeya is based on the Rashba. So the Rashba says, that it's awesome, that you can't eat it all at once. He writes, one second. Abal Yavish B'Yavish. First word in the line is Abal Yavish B'Yavish. Shehu Yochel Lechol Kol HaChaticha B'Fnei Atzma. Ochel Kol HaChaticha B'Fnei Atzma. Ukshochel Zu Ani Omer Lo Zu Hi Hasura. Chem Chol Achas V'Achas. Right. In other words, you have to be able to say at any given time, this is not the trefl. This is not the trefl. I'm eating the kosher one now. Where's the trefl then? Oh, that's the one coming up. Then when you eat the other one, you say that was the one from before. In other words, you have to have a tliya that at any given time, I'm not eating the trefl. So if you eat it b'vas achas, that's what? That's the eating treif at this moment. So the Rashba says you could eat all three. You could eat all three, but what? But zeh achar zeh. Not like the Rosh.
Is that literally physically together? Do we say
kedei achilas pras? Yeah, eat it separate. I don't know. Do you have to wait? Could they achilas pras? Maybe.
Is there one
Yeah. Okay. I hear what you're saying. I never thought about that. I don't know. I have to think some more. But definitely not together. Definitely not together. That's the Rashi.
Why doesn't he say you need two people? Because.
Oh, so Hagaon Rav Weingarten asks if he's really being so you should require three, you should at least two people. Right, so one, you can always say the other guy's the Shekets. The other guy's the Shekets. He ate the treif. I ate the kosher. The other guy, if it's one guy who eats all three, so then you definitely ate the treif. But if you at least split it with two people, one guy will eat two of them, one guy leave one of them. So each guy can say the other guy's the Shegetz. So we'll see. That's the opinion of the Tosus Rid. We'll see that. But the Tosus Rid, you understand, like Rav Shechter once said, the Tosus Rid is good when you're saying a Chabura. And you have to say something new and original. So you say over a Tosus Rid. Because he always has the original. But Tosus Rid, he didn't make it into the discussion here, even. In other words, in the postkim, this sheet of the Tosas Rid is not even Baba Cheshbon. Understand? Even though you'll see, there are Rishonim that say like the Tosas Rid, but it could be they only. We'll see. There is sheetas like that. But the Tosas Rid says, like you said.
The principle in Shas and stuff is much more like the Tosas Rid. Where are the Shas?
Okay. So go slowly.
Yeah.
Shas? I'll tell you. I'm gonna.
Could you eat one and then eat the next two together? Or have you more than one? Just wait for one.
Yeah, Mustafa, you could do that. Mustafa, you could do this. Well, you don't only eat three bevasakas.
You go for two and then one?
Yeah. agrees. Now, so the question at hand. So you could say the Rosh has this principle of Hetin is Hapek, and the Rashba doesn't have this principle, because if you hold that Hetin is Hapek, Isin is Hapek, then it's Nishapek. So then, of course, you can eat all. So if you don't hold from it, then there's one more to say. Now, the holder of Shimon Shkab was assuming that that you say Nishapek, Hetin is Nishapek by Taruvus and the Achav. But by Hazlina Basaruba, then, you know, by the piece of the meat in the street, then, you know, then that's this whole thing. But if you look carefully, and this, I heard this from Rav Nachum Sauer from L.A. many years ago, if you look carefully in the Rashba, you'll see that the Rashba only meant this as a Chumra Midrabban. Whereas Midaraisa, you know, Midaraisa, everyone agrees it's Hapech. There's a Chumra Midrabanan that he requires this, and we'll see why in a second. But in principle, he also agrees that it's okay. It's only a Chumra Midrabanan. What's the idea? So if you look carefully, I'll let me say it outside, and you can see it inside. The Rashba was bothered, if you look in the context of what he's saying here, he was bothered by the following question. We know that if you have three pieces, two McDonald's, one McDonald's, so two against one, you're good to go. Rov. And there's no chumr midrabanon that you need anything more than rov. Yovesh be yovesh, chad betray bottom. So the Rashi is bothered. So how come, when it comes to lach belach, the non-kosher meat with the kosher meat, the non-kosher milk with the kosher milk, got mixed together? So we say midraisi you need rov kosher, but midrabanan you need what? You need shisha. So why? How come they didn't require midrabon and shishim b'yavish b'yavish? In other words, you should only be able to eat the meat if you have 60 McDonald's in one McDonald's. We don't require that. We only require two against one. So he's bothered by that. So he says like this. You see, by lach b'lach, the original case of lach b'lach is min b'mishayinu mina. Is you have non-kosher orange juice, say Orla orange juice, that got mixed in with milk. So there is a din of tam. So there, the concept of mim b'mino, you need shishim in HaTorah. Because unless you have shishim, you're going to be able to taste the non-kosher thing. So you need shishim in HaTorah by mim b'shen yamino. So therefore, they will go there, mim b'mino, that to require shishim atumin b'she'en amino. But they only did that in the case of where it's a real mixture, lach to lach, because if you're going to come to be mekel, not to have shishim by min b'mino, you'll start to come to have not shishim and even min b'she'en amino. So therefore, they were mocked. But b'she'en kein by yavish b'yavish, so it's not a mixture. So therefore, there's no chashash that you're going to come to taste iser. So therefore, they didn't make this chumrah, because here you don't. Because by here you could say, by each time you eat, I'm eating kosher. Because you could always be told that. That's why they didn't. But in a chanami, if you would eat it all together, then they would have required shishim. Because you're eating it all together. So you're tasting the iser now. Or potentially you could be tasting iser. So therefore they weren't gozer. But when it comes to so therefore they said that by Yovish B'Yovish, eat it separately. So this way it's not a real mixture, and therefore they won't have a requirement to be Gozer Shishim. In other words, the Rashi was just saying this to explain how come they didn't make an extra Chumrah of Shishim by Yovish V'Yovish B'Yovish. But in principle what? He agrees that really midaraisa, you could eat all three. That's what the Rashba is saying over here. He says v'chol yovish b'yovish b'yusurim da alma b'tenu b'rob b'stabra the time of the milsim shum the devarim ha'nevlolim by lach will yivshar l'hafri kol ha'chatich z'lechol chatich v'chich v'vnei atzmo. So by things that got mixed in like milk, so you need shishim. If you pachum shir zeh isu nitam, because less than shishim, if it's mimish einu minu, you can feel the taste. Therefore, feel mimimino, she'enetam is a nirgash bro, mikom lokom, came to shekinegdo, bimim she'enomino, nirgash hechmir midivrei. So they were machmir, bimim, bimino, atu mim she'enomino. That's true. About yavish biyavish, shuyacho lechol kolachatich bechne atzma. But yavish biyavish, that you could eat each one separately, so then eat one separately. And therefore, there won't be any chashash atu. So therefore they weren't gozer. So that's how he explains that therefore they were gozer. Because by bilach balach mimimino, you'll come to make a mistake atu lach balach min to she'inimino. So they were gozer. But here, you could eat each one separately, they didn't make that gezeira. But he's saying it all within the context of what? Of trying to explain how come they didn't make a din derabanan to require shishim by yavish b'yavish. Yeah, Moshe.
If you agree that it's topic, so I don't understand why. Do you agree that the history of this topic,
right? So he wants to eat separately, so this way it won't be a gzeira to the case when it's mimisha enemino. Because mimisha einu mino, you feel the taste, so therefore you need shishim. So they didn't make that gezeira over here, because over here you could eat each one separately, and you won't necessarily be tasting the isser at any given moment.
So when you say they make the gezeira because it's mutter from that?
No, it's mutter. It's but still by lach balach, you could have said the same thing. It turned to heter also. Yet they would go there. Atu the case of Mimishain Amino. So the only goes there atu a case where you're eating something all at once. So therefore, in a case where you'll come to, well, be Mimishain Amino, then you'll actually taste it, and if you won't have shishim, it'll be a real listen. But in other words, Midaraisa, there's no need to be goes there. So in other words, the only goes there in a case when it's Mimishain Amino, when it's Lach Balach. So Lach Balach, you'll make a mistake by mimimino atu mimishainomino. Because here you're always eating everything at once. So then if you don't have shishim, you'll actually come to taste something. But here, since you could divide it and eat it separately, therefore they weren't goes there case of. Because there is a case, we'll see in the future shir, Bez Hashem, of yavish b'yavish mimishainomino also. Okay, that's the. Now, if you look in the Prima Godim on page 13, he writes this beferish. He quotes the Rashba and the Rush. And then on the top of 13, on the left column, the top line, Fupova Yodea Shazerak Midrabonim. Haminatora afa rashba yoda de shari kechad. Timoke mimbimino balach minatora shari. Bokalisu biyachad bizvarm nivlolim. He says because mimbimino right? Lach b'lach is mutter min haTorah. But why? Why don't you say? Why should that be so? If you're saying that it's usur when you're eating things together, so then lach b'lach, the requirement of shishim of mim b'mino should be a deraisa, which is clearly not. So the same thing by yovish b'yovish. If you're eating it together, so then it's similar to a lach b'lach thing that you're eating it together. So, but there they weren't gozer because we could tell you don't eat it together. You see, by a lach b'lach, we can't tell you don't eat it together. It's already mixed. Here, it's not mixed, so we can tell you eat it separately, and then we won't require the gezeirah of shish. You have to think about it. Okay, it's something I want you to think about, and then five times think it, and then discuss it with Rabbi Tuchman to understand this new this. Okay.
Does the Rashi any point discuss then why there is no halacha of shishin by Yom Kippur?
No. I don't know if he discusses it. They weren't. Still, it's not the same as they weren't goes. Oh. Now, so this is Machlokas Rosh and the Rashba. And now, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, let's look in Shulchan Aruch for a second. Kuf Tes, page 27. Now, Bozai, we're not going to finish this whole packet today, with this, especially now with the supplement, and we could probably go another hour, so I'm going to end soon. This introductory shiur is very, very important. So, but I'm not going to go for another hour now, or two. You know, so look in Shulchan Aruch, page 27, Kuf Tes Sif Aleph, Chaticha She'ena Ruilus Kavish in Sarva Bacheres Mim B'Mi Yovish B'Yovish Chad B'Trei Botel Mutol Ochlam. So the Shulchan Aruch here quotes what? The Rashba. Mutal ochlam adam echad kol achas b'fnei atzma. Aval lo yochel shloshtam yachad. Okay? So that machlokas between the Rosh and the Rashba, Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba. Now, I remember so many years ago, I was in the Satmar Shul on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, in the old shul in Rodney Street, and they have shiurim there on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. So the shiur was given that day by Rabbi Yoshua Cohen, commonly known to the world as Shas Cohen. He wrote the Sefer Kerem Yeshua. He's a big Bucky Bishas. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, and one of my Talmidim knows him. He's now a Magid Shir in the Rav Arush's Yeshiva in Chut Shel Chesed in Yerushalayim. The Rav Arush, you see his Svarim, Gaan Amuna, they translate it to his. So he's a Bucky Bishas, Mamish, every Shas Klor. So this is his nickname, Shas Cohen. So Shas Cohen was up to speak that day in the Satmar Beis Medrash on Chol HaMoed, and he gave a whole shiur on Bittel Schach, The whole sugya there in Sukkah by Bittul Schach. So in the middle of the shir, he started talking about this Rashba and this Rush, and he says, Pashas is it's the Rabbanan, but he says there's a Vilna Gaon, and he says, Nitbavust, little Yiddish, Bavust means famous. He says, Nitbavust, it's not a famous Vilna Gaon, but he wants to point out that the Vilna Gaon is Mashma, that the Rashba meant Midoraisa. The Rashba meant Midoraisa, and Rabbi Tuchman, yesterday, showed me that the Rav Aaron Kotler, who pointed it out as well, and this is Vilna Gaon, and maybe Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, I don't know if he said Al Shem Agon or whatever. So, because if you look in Sifkot and Hay, on page 27, so it's Mashma that he's explaining how Bittul works, according to the Rashba. He says, the Tam HaBittul, I didn't put an arrow there, but still there. Tam habitul dal kol echad sheochel omer zehu haheter. Hashem came bevasachas. So there, it's mashma. The way I think he was explaining it is the groan is explaining. There was the simple way what I told you before is this idea between the tli is just to explain how come there wasn't a gzeira drabanan of shishim. That's what he was only saying that to. But the little goes mashma that no, that's the yisod habitul. Yisod habitul means of the taruvis is you could always say at this point this is not the isra. So therefore the concept of eating it zeh chazeh is a din d'oraisa according to the Rashba. And then it would come out that the Rashba is arguing with this idea of het and hapech, you know, or on a certain level. So that's what they claim. But the simple shot to me, as Rabbi Salah said over reading the Rashba, is that he only meant it midrabanan, and everyone agrees to the approach that it's hapech and it's mud. Now, there is a famous Tosfos Rid, which I told you. In the Lomdisha world, you know, Rav Chanan and this, they quote the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid is not going to be not quoted there, even though we'll see that the Poskim do quote something that's similar, but not exactly, maybe. But the Tosfos Rid on page 16. So Tosfos Rid is in Bava Basra. What is it doing in Bava Basra? The famous sugya of Shtei Kite Eidim and Mechisho Zod Zu. Amar Avuna Zu Baba Fnei Atzmo Mida, Zu Baba Fnei Atzmo Mida. It means like this. If you have two sets of witnesses, Reuven Shimon, Levi Yehuda. Okay, so Reuven and Shimon are in one group, and Levi and Yehuda are in the second group. And they come to Beis Din and they contradict each other. Not Eidim Zomim. Eidim Zomim says Imanu Yisim. Here they're mamish contradicting on the facts of the case. So one of them is lying. One group is lying. We just don't know which. So Zubav no bav fnei atzmo, meet the Zubav fnei atzmo. So the question is like this. So, okay, so in this case, we're not going to be Motzi Mamun because we can't do anything. It's a stalemate. Because we don't know who's telling the truth, who's not telling. It's a hachasha. So hachasha is. But obviously, someone's lying here. So the question is, what's the story for a future Beis Din? Because you're lying in Beis Din, and you're pasul Eidus. So could they be an aid in another case? So there's a machlokas in the Gemara. One sheet that says, yeah, as long as they're not in a different case, because each one has a cheskas kashrus, each kach. And maybe it's the other one who's lying, right? So one opinion says Zubav of Neyatzum Vidu, and the other opinion says here Zubav of Neyatzum Vidu, Zubav of Neyatzum Vidu, and the other opinion says no, Hani Sadi Shakri Lamu, that it's that they neither, since each of them are a Suffolk hustle, they can't be made in another case. So this is similar to our discussion of you know, if eating the pieces of meat, when you know for sure one of them is no good, because so the Tosas Rid said, compares that to the end of the piece here, page 16. He says, the Mashi Pirashi Paragir Anosha, she must have a Katika Akashel Kalem Shkaim Shel Shuman, he Taylor Baro, Mutal Lodom Likach as Akas Mehemul Ochlo, plus Rubas Lino, Ushlosha Bene Odom Nami Mutal Ochel Shloshtam. Three people you need. Ain Osham Tolo Noegel Bestay, a Katik Lego Ruba de Taylor. I don't know if you literally mean Vahavish Shlosh of the other Mutam Lechel, him Odom Echad Ochel Shloshtam, maybe Chatas. Shrebebira Ochel Katika Shel Kalem. Because if you have two pieces of kosher fat and one piece of tray fat and one piece, so according to the Rashba and the Rush, for sure every one person can eat all three. Only question is, do they have to eat it zachazel or bavasatz? But it, for sure, one person can eat all three. And the Tosas Rid said no. You have to have three separate. I don't know if someone asked, but two or three people to eat it, because you can't have a situation where. Just like the Gemara has an opinion that says that one opinion says that Reuven can't be made together with Levi, because one of them for sure is, you get one from the one cot and the other from the other cot, then for sure that's no good, because then you know for sure, right? So Zubav Bafneatzmul Mita, Zubav Bafneatzmul Mita, but not to get one guy from the first cot and one guy from the second cut. So that's what the Tosas Rid says, if you do it, you chayev a daraisa, you chayev a korban chatas. So this clearly is against both the Rosh and the Rashba. Now, even though I told you the Tosas Rid is, you know, is not a shita that's often quoted for halacha, even though it's always fascinating to see what he says, but you should realize they are Rishonim that say a similar thing to the Tosas Rid, and the only question is, do they really mean Daraisa, or maybe they only mean Midrabanan? Tosas, there's a Tosas that says Beferish, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You see, in the Lamed Shavel, they're quoting the Tosas Rid, because it's a whole shtickle, it's a whole. But if you look at Tosas on page 17, in the end of the Tosas, top Tosas, he says, Umiyu, and he says it very, like, hesitant. Miu shema l'chad gavra haya osur. Shema l'chad gavra hava osur. You know, it doesn't seem like he's so... Shema, you know, like... So it could be, maybe they asked him, but... Shema l'chad gavra osur. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you'll see that this opinion is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Take a look. In Shulchan Aruch. Where is it? What page? 27. So at the end of the last line, it says in the Mechaber, Yesh Misha Osir L'Okom Odom Echad Afilu Zachar Zeh. And the Smag Midiver Tosis. That's the Smag and the Tosis we just saw. So, but they're not saying Tosis Rid, you know, they didn't have Tosis Rid, you know. So it could be, again, they thought maybe they should ask her Midrabanan, because v'chule. Okay, Rabosei, so we get some basic yesodas down today. It's new ideas, it's something to think about, the Rashba, the Rush, the Rav Shimon. And now if you say against the Dolagon, then the Rav Shimon fits in both to the Rashba and the Rush. They both hold it, this hapech. But it's still different than the case of Azlina Masaruba, of the meat in the street. But both the Rashba, but if you want to say like the Vilna Gaon, then that whole Rav Shimon would only be within the Rush, not within the Rashba. Okay, is what to say. We'll come back Bezer Shem Monday, and we'll see more. I don't. We still have more to do in these two packets. So that'll take us to the next year as well. Again, Rabbi Tuchman is here for your. Your to mefalto learning, for chavrusas, anything, please, is what to talk about. There's a lot more to say, but this is the beginning. It was good to have a haskola here today, so it should all be well. Anyone who didn't sign, please sign the sheet. If you're in the shir and you didn't sign, please put your name and your cell phone number. And No, I'll come back and pick it up in a minute.